Several versions of the Assembly have been revising Title 21 or Anchorage land use law for about 10 years. At their regular meeting Tuesday night, the current Assembly finally approved it with more than 150 amendments. One major revision was the elimination of all commercial design standards, with an exception for big box stores. Assemblymember Bill Starr spoke in support of the amendment.
And if buildings become ugly, unsafe, unusable, too icy, too slippery, I think tenants won't move into them. And that's the other motivation, is that let the free markets work. So I'm going to support the deletion of this small section, and I think the industry can police itself.
The amendment was submitted by Assemblymember Chris Birch. It passed 6-5. The design standards that were deleted called for windows that are visible from streets, clear entryways, and easier pedestrian access. Municipal planners were in favor of them. Besides Trombley and Birch, Assemblymembers Bill Starr, Cheryl Frasca, Ernie Hall, and Jennifer Johnston voted in favor of the amendment. The Title 21 process began back in the early 2000s and included chances for the public to weigh in on how they wanted the city to grow and develop. It was linked to the city's recently adopted comprehensive plan, Anchorage 2020, which was meant to serve as a blueprint for 20 years. When Mayor Dan Sullivan came into office, he began to review Title 21 using consultants. Critics say the process was directed away from the goals of 2020 and ended up being taken over by special interests. Another major change was the decision to allow mother-in-law apartments on single-family residential lots. Oceander proposed the amendment. Gray Jackson spoke out against it.
This is a real big change, and we really need more public discussion on this issue. And to go ahead and approve this amendment right now, and I think disenfranchises our community, and it's just simply not fair.
The amendment passed 8-3. Assemblymember Patrick Flynn proposed amendments that would have limited invasive plants and trees, but they were shot down. He also proposed an amendment that would have made stream setbacks 50 feet versus 25. Oceander was concerned that municipal stream mapping was poor. She said she wanted to wait 6 months for a study to come out that would provide more information. That didn't fly with Flynn.
Jumpin' Jiminy Cricket on a pogo stick. We have been working on this for 10 years. Now we want 6 more months? Please. As much fun as this is, let's just be done with it.
There was an exception for existing homes that were built closer to streams. The amendment was voted down 7-4, with Flynn, Trainey, Honeman, and Gray Jackson voting in support of larger setbacks. Another issue was lighting. Assemblymember Johnston proposed an amendment that allowed lower lighting on some streets in more rural areas. The Assembly passed it. Then Mayor Sullivan vetoed it. Some Assembly members said lower lighting was more appropriate in rural areas, despite concerns of attorneys. The Assembly overrode the mayor 8-3, with Trainey, Honeman, and Gray Jackson supporting the mayor. There was also a push by Trombley to allow electric signs to flash messages every 2 seconds instead of every 20 seconds, but it was voted down. Former Assemblymember and previous planning director Dr. Sheila Selkrag says the Title 21 passed Tuesday night has taken a U-turn away from the direction of Anchorage 2020. The deletion of commercial design standards in particular, she says, will have dire consequences for the look and feel of the city.
It means you can pretty much build any kind of design you want on a building. They can be as ugly and as cheap as possible, and you don't have to meet any expectations.
Selkrig says she's disappointed that the Assembly didn't listen to the public, who turned out in numbers to recent public testimony to ask for a return to a provisionally adopted version of Title 21. She says the passage of the amended version can be attributed to one source.
Big business owners, big property owners, BOMA, who don't want to pay taxes, they don't want to be told what to do, they really want to be able to do anything they want in this town, and they're demonstrating that they've really put energy into political candidates, and it's paying off for them. And I think if the public wants something different, they need to get engaged and elect people that express their interests.
In the end, the Assembly passed Title 21 9-2, with Trombley and Flynn the only nay votes. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.